kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Bilang pakikiisa sa mga nakatanggap ng stigma at panghuhusga, maging ang mga dumaranas ng pagdurusa sa kanilang katahimikan. Ito ang Pulang Laso, isang podcast series na binuo ng SBS Filipino. Layo nitong mabigyan ng tinig, pakinggan ang hinaing, at intindihin ang mga palihim na takot na iniinda ng mga kababayang may HIV sa Australia. Ano-ano ang epekto sa pananatili sa Australia ng isang migranteng may HIV kapag hindi pa PR o wala pang permanent residency? Paano kaya haharapin ng walang kasiguruhan ang buhay sa Australia? Kilalani natin si Tito, hindi niya tunay na pangalan. 7 taon na siyang nasa Brisbane kasama ang kanyang partner na mula rin sa Pilipinas. Tubong Dumaguete si Tito kung saan bawal pag-usapan sa publiko ang pribadong nangyayari kaugnay ng sexualidad at pakikipagtalik.
I predominantly come from a conservative, ultra-conservative, traditional Roman Catholic family. In terms of sexual health, sex is definitely a taboo. You don't really get to talk about sex to your family members or like even your cousins. Like there's still, even like in our generation, I feel like I'm part of that generation X or Y, like the millennial generation. Like it's still very difficult to have those conversations with your relatives and even with friends, which is why sexual health testings and all is not part of our routine.
Ibang-iba ito sa Australia kung saan lantad, karaniwan, libre at hindi ikinakahiya ang pagkakaroon ng HIV testing. Bagay na sinubukan ni Tito at ng kanyang partner.
Didn't expect anything because we were just there accompanying our friend, and since we're already there, we went out for testing ourselves too, like me and my partner. I guess when we're there in the clinic, it's a good approach because you're being reassured that, with most of the STIs have treatments available and it can be cured as well. Apart from HIV, there's no cure yet, but there's still reassurance of, support that if you get diagnosed with HIV, there is medication. You're going to live a long and healthy life.
Bagamat kampante noong una, hindi ito ang inasahang resulta ni Tito.
The test results came back, and then this test facilitator had like an ominous feeling. Parang it was a bit kind of dark and cold. I don't know. I just felt it. And when they announced the test result that I was positive, like literally like shivers all over my body. I couldn't even talk for a minute or two. Like that feeling that I couldn't believe that I was actually diagnosed. And also, but I came back really quick, like maybe after 2-3 minutes, because the tester kept on reassuring me that, there was medication and there was treatments available, it was all okay.
Nanatili sa loob ng testing room si Tito. Nag-alangan siya kung paano sasabihin sa kanyang partner ang resulta ng HIV test.
I didn't want to let my partner know as well. I was also worried that my partner might have had the HIV too. But apparently, so like that right there, and then I actually asked help from the test facilitators if they could help me disclose my status to my partner, because I felt like, I should tell someone someone to support me with this journey as well. So my partner and our friend was actually waiting downstairs, and they were wondering why it took so long for me to come out of the clinic. So I told them, I kind of pretended and told our friend that, because we're a couple, we needed more education and just some sort of counseling with our sexual health. So our friend ended up, going home. She went home instead. Me and my partner stayed, and my partner was wondering, what's going on?
Magkahalong emosyon ang bumalot kay Tito. Siya lang ang nag-HIV positive. Negatibo sa HIV test ang kanyang partner.
I can't remember what my partner's reaction, but I still couldn't, you know, believe what was happening that time. I think there were a couple of days that I couldn't properly eat or properly sleep well because of the diagnosis. And again, right there, that time I was thinking more of the, not for my physical health, because I knew like medication was good and there was a reassurance of that support, but I was more thinking of the consequences of being diagnosed with HIV.
Pero ang mas malaking problema ay ang nakabinbin nilang aplikasyon sa PR o permanent residency ng kanyang partner. Pareha silang naka-student visa at hanggang ngayon ay walang katiyakan ang hinaharap na kinabukasan sa bansa. Base sa Migration Act 1958, kailangan pumasa sa health requirement ang mga gustong maging PR. Bagay na ipinaalala ng migration lawyer na si Peter Buenaventura.
Ang partner visa may requirement yan ng HIV testing. So titignan din kung up to what level ng mga kondisyon ng pagkakaroon mo ng HIV. At the end of the day, ang tinitignan din ng Australian government dyan is yun, magagastos ng Medicare.
Ayon sa Australian Federation of AIDS Organization Inc. or AFAO, kalimitang bagsak sa health requirement test ang mga taong may HIV. Dala ito ng magkahalong sakit o pre-existing medical conditions. At isa sa mga inaalala ni Tito na di tulad ng Canada, New Zealand at UK na walang residency restrictions, nananatili itong hadlang sa pagbibigay ng PR para sa may HIV sa Australia. Batid niya na limitado na ang pathways at baka employer-sponsored visa ang posibleng maging sagot para manatiling permanente sa Australia.
There's partner's visa, but I can't do that because me and my partner came here together. We sometimes even joke around that we might split for now and, you know, find each other partner's visa so it's much easier. And then once we get that permanent residency, then come back together again. So, you know, we joke around about that. And very limited visa pathways. Aside from partner's visa, there's also a humanitarian visas like protection visa, but it's only for certain countries that if you get diagnosed with HIV, there's a tendency that you get chastised, you get persecuted by your countries. There's still, like for example, in Indonesia, if you get diagnosed with HIV, people from Indonesia apply for asylum protection visas just so they can get out of that situation, because sometimes you just don't get disowned by your families, but you get murdered, you get persecuted when you get diagnosed with HIV. And in my case, I can't go through a partner visa, I can't go for the protection visa as well, then I guess the remaining visa pathway and the only one is a work sponsorship visa. So it's really finding an employer that would, you know, sustain your residency, you know, would vouch for you and all. And it's not a lot of employers that do that, because I guess maybe it's also that stigma and discrimination again for the HIV community, that the community might be a detriment to the whole health system in Australia. So yeah, it's just really difficult and it's still a long way to go.
Bagay na pinabulaana ng migration lawyer na si Peter. Aniya, komplikado man ang proseso pero hindi naman agaran ang refusal o pagtanggi sa pagbibigay ng PR sa HIV positive. Nakadepende ito sa kung gaano kalala ang HIV at ang gastusin na kalakip nito.
Opo, ang HIV is, kumbaga wala hong outright na talagang denied ka, refuse ka agad, depende po talaga. Pero ang possible na maging permanent resident ka, miski may HIV ka, through may tinatawag na health undertaking. Ang partner visa, may requirement yan ng HIV testing. So titignan din kung up to what level ng mga kondisyon ng pagkakaroon mo ng HIV. At the end of the day, ang tinitignan din ng Australian government dyan is yun, magagastos ng Medicare.
Dagdag ni Peter na migration agent na hindi naman tuluyang sarado ang pinto ng migrasyon para sa HIV. At sakaling hindi magtagumpay sa unang aplikasyon, pwedeng maghain ng apela.
Ina-advise na dapat from the start, tama na po ang proseso na gagawin po. Kasi ko Kung na-deny po kayo or na-refuse, kahit po meron hong tinatawag na may prosesong pag-appeal, kung mali po yung nasubmit po ninyo, yun ho ang gagawing basis ng case officer, and most likely yun din ho ang gagawin ng sa appeal po, no? Yun din ho ang gagawing basis. Whether kung na-refuse ho kayo, titignan ho ninyo at the end of the day kung appealable ho ba or mas maganda hong i-reapply ho ninyo or mag-apply kayo ng ibang visa. Yun po ang mga options po ninyo.
Sa gitna ng nakabinbin na kinabukasan sa Australia, patuloy si Tito sa pakikibaka. Suntok man sa buwan ang posibilidad na mabago ang batas sa bansa. Kailangan pang patatagin ang sarili sa gitna ng unos.
Really continue to take care of yourself and love yourself. Believe in yourself. Don't let other people or don't let the society like dim your light. Because I feel like, being diagnosed with HIV, somehow, like personally, somehow my light has diminished a little bit. I'm slowly increasing that light again, you know, brightening up that light again. And you can achieve that by acknowledging those stigma from the society, those external stigma, and also acknowledging that stigma that has transcended into yourself, that internal stigma, and really having conversations with yourself that, you know, you shouldn't believe those negative narratives. That doesn't define you. The diagnosis does not define you at all. You are that normal. Sorry. A message, important message would be love and take care of yourself and never waver to believe in yourself. Continue to believe in yourself because you'll never lose that hope. And always remember that HIV diagnosis does not define you at all. Because you're always that kind, polite, and generous person. And your dreams are not just for yourself, but for your loved ones as well.
Sa huli, ang pagkakaroon ng malalim na kaalaman patungkol sa HIV ay susi para maintindihan ng lubusan at matigil ang pangungutya sa mga kababayang may taglay nito. Ito ang Pulang Laso, isang podcast series na kumikilala sa mga kababayang tahimik na lumalaban at nagpapakatatag kahit positibo sa HIV. Mula sa bumubuo ng SBS Filipino, pinaaabot namin ang pasasalamat sa mga kababayang naglakas loob para magsalita at ibahagi ang kanilang kwento.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.